Teachers as Classroom Coaches, How to Motivate Students Across the Content Areas, authors Andy Stix and Frank Hobrook. Teachers as Coaches. Teachers who work as coaches have the same responsibilities as always. They just take a few more interactive approach to them. They motivate students to achieve results by instructing, guiding and listening to them. And when the going gets tough and enthusiasm wanes, they are there to show students the way. The classroom is the playing field. The students are the team, and the teacher, as the coach, holds everything together. What is coaching? Coaching is concerned with long-term skill development rather than quick fixes or temporary understanding. We define coaches as those who offer inspiration, guidance, training, and modelling, and who enhance others' abilities through motivation and support. The goal of teachers who coach is to help students find their inner strengths and passions in order to nurture self-worth and identity, have a voice in their own learning and negotiate collectively with the teacher to create the goals and objectives, passionately engage in talking content to increase memory retention and fuel motivation to learn, use their inner talents to bring their work to the highest level of scholarship attainable. Coaches as motivators. How do we motivate students? First, we need to develop a relationship of trust based on a sense of security in a risk-free environment. Second, teachers need to offer assignments that are intellectually challenging but not overly difficult. The coach's ultimate goal is first to motivate students through guidance and activity, and then to tap the motivation inherent in students' natural curiosity. It is crucial for teacher coaches to motivate their students into activities that are as realistic as possible. To move into effective action, teacher coaches must help students develop responsibility and choice, relieve stress, increase self-esteem and identity, make real contributions to the classroom. The coach model. We have created the coach model to help teachers use exploratory questions. As a coach, the teacher's objective is to elicit responses that reflect how well the group or student is progressing. The questions should be open-ended, probing for as much detail and description as possible. The coach acronym stands for the following. C. Clarity of the task. O. Ownership of the task. A. Attention to others. C. Comprehension of the content. H. Heightened or hidden emotions. Are students' emotions set at a comfortable level? Contextual listening skills. Good teacher coaches are always patient, supportive, attentive, genuinely interested, and aware of what is important in a lesson. When assessing how students talk and act in groups, the teacher might examine such criteria as eye contact, respectfulness, and effective use of content. Contextual listening helps teachers and students read between the lines to assess those factors. Coached assessment. Coached assessment is a new and unique approach to evaluating student achievement. It helps students to demonstrate their knowledge and skills and teacher coaches to evaluate classroom practices and procedures. When teachers and students outline the content and skills to be learned and the expectations for learning ahead of time, the stage is set for effective teacher-student communication. To ascertain whether or not an instructional strategy is working, the teacher coach should examine the following four areas. Content. How well do the students understand the material within the context of the strategy or forum used? Are students so thoroughly engrossed in the unit that the strategy or forum makes sense? Do students have the necessary background for more in-depth work? Strategy. How well does the strategy or forum bring the content to life? Do students understand what is expected of them? Are they able to prepare properly for the work ahead? Skills. Does the strategy or forum strengthen students' skills? Is it too easy or too hard for them? In what ways does the teacher need to modify practices to best meet the needs of the students? Combination. Do the content, strategy, and skills intertwine in a way that helps students to succeed? Negotiable contracting of assessment criteria. Allowing students to help set assessment criteria makes them more willing to accept responsibility for the grades they receive and motivates them to do the best they can to meet their own goals. Students thus do not view grades as arbitrary bestowed gifts or punishments. With this understanding, students are better able to critique both themselves and each other. Once an assignment has been clearly explained, the teacher coach should ask students to put themselves in the teacher's place. What criteria do they think should be used for grading their work? The teacher and students should negotiate the goals until a final agreement is reached that is acceptable to all parties. Individual coaching. When a group's difficulties centre on one particular student, there are times when the teacher coach's gut feeling is to personally intervene. In these instances, the best step to take may be to pull the student aside for a personalised coaching session. The six steps of individual coaching. Step 1. Requesting to meet. During the initial one-to-one meeting, the teacher coach must clearly and precisely list the behaviours he's seen the student engage in. The job of the coach is to elicit more positive behaviours through a one-to-one dialogues. The teacher coach should explain that they will focus on the student's needs. They should agree on a regular meeting place and on a time that suits their schedules. Then, the coach and student need to reach some sort of agreement and create an atmosphere of trust that will enable them to work together. Step 2. Discovery. Finding out the student's personal beliefs and attitudes towards education is most important. Teacher coaches can use the following questions and statements to uncover such information. How do you believe education will influence your career when you grow up? What do you value the most when working with other students in your group? When do you feel that you have the greatest success? When do you feel that you're not successful? How do you handle the pressures of schoolwork? Step 3. Designing an action plan. When helping a student draft a plan of action, the teacher coach should work hand in hand with the student to brainstorm a list and then ask them to rank the items in order of importance. Even though this is a negotiated process, the student must ultimately take ownership of it. The teacher and the student should then collectively decide on 2 or 3 of the items that they will work to improve. Step 4. Developing tools of growth. The teacher coach and student should discuss what tools the student will need to reach the objectives set out in the action plan. The coach should also discuss useful strategies. Step 5. Monitoring. During the monitoring process, the teacher and student discuss what has been working well and what needs tweaking. The coach's job is to help students realise that disappointments can be turned into positive lessons. Step 6. Letting go. In the beginning, a student may need to be monitored twice a week. The coach should explain to the student that progress is achieved in little steps, so it may not be immediately noticed, but that the steps accumulate over time to make the goal a reality. Coaching for synergy. By acting as coaches, educators help students to mature socially as well as academically within a respectful atmosphere. In a true coaching environment, teachers and students produce a continuous flow of synergy. One creative idea sparks another, leading to motivation and engagement. Students are complimented rather than reprimanding for solving problems in unusual ways. Most importantly, students begin to blossom, and the teacher coaches get to see hidden talents come to fruition right in front of their eyes.